Hour number two of the Bruce Hooley Show, and I'm very excited to introduce you to a man I met last week, and I was just blown away by how perfect he is for the position that he is filling right now. As those of you know who have listened to this show for the last 2 years, the theme of it has become correcting error most oftentimes in our schools. And you know that we chat about a lot of times the damage that's being done to our kids, whether it's with COVID lockdowns, or more specifically, the instruction and the crazed ideas that are being thrust upon our kids and how they're being indoctrinated. So I'm thrilled to confirm today that if you have heard about, or if you're hearing about for the first time, a school called Columbus Classical Academy, you need to pay attention to this interview with its new headmaster, Dan Gibson. Columbus Classical Academy will be starting and welcoming students in kindergarten through the eighth grade in the fall of 2023. So let's welcome Dan to the show. And Dan, thanks so much for your time today. And I'm super excited about your message and what Columbus Classical Academy will bring to Central Ohio.
Thank you, Bruce. I really appreciate the opportunity, and thanks for having me on your show.
So this grew out of a situation that developed at Columbus Academy, which is kind of the epitome of the wokeness run amok in our schools. We see it all over the suburban districts, even into some rural districts. So you had a great career as an attorney at one of the top firms in Columbus. You went to Stanford Law School. Yet, in talking to you last week, I get the distinct feeling that God has prepared you for this role because you sure know your stuff when it comes to classical education. So give the people a little bit of your background and what your vision is for your leadership of Columbus Classical Academy.
Sure. Thanks, Bruce. The emergence of this project, while certainly some of the folks involved in Columbus Classical Academy had an experience, a personal experience that required them to look for a different education for their kids, the collection of individuals that have come together have really been brought to it through a whole bunch of different experiences, myself included. And some of them were not quite so dramatic. They were more an observation about more what was lacking in the educational landscape in terms of the teaching of knowledge and virtue within our schools. And so for me personally, I came to this process seeking out what various options there were in the Columbus area, and I came across the Hillsdale K-12 initiatives. And Hillsdale College has a very robust classical education initiative that helps concerned citizens and parents and communities to found schools in their communities and to utilize their world-class curriculum. And as I dug deeper into it and realized what it offered, I started to reach out to other folks and came in contact with a lot more like-minded individuals and a community of people who said, this is something that our city needs.
Dan, you mentioned a word, maybe two words in there that we don't often hear with education today, wisdom and virtue. I want you to talk about virtue, because virtue is a word that if we talk about it at all, it's, oh, you're a prude, or that's out of style. Tell me why virtue is important and why virtue is one of the pillars of Columbus Classical Academy, why it's important.
So virtue, in its original understanding, the ancients understood virtue really as excellence in all things. And that includes intellectual, moral, and civic virtue. And so what it really is a guiding star for classical education is because it emerges from certain first principles. And there are certain first principles that have largely been departed from in modern schooling. And those first principles are that truth and goodness and beauty are objectively real, and they're not just matters of human perception or taste. And secondarily, that man, and by extension, children and students, have to be taught true knowledge and habits of moral virtue, and they won't simply grow into that knowledge and virtue naturally. And so the reason that classical education emphasizes virtue is not because it embraces some kind of modern form of, like you mentioned, the prudish notion of virtue, but because it upholds objective standards of excellence and says students need to know these things that are true, good, and beautiful. They need to learn to love them. And there's a means of doing that, a pedagogical approach and a curricular approach of doing that that has withstood the test of time. In the West, it was the model of education for over 2,000 years.
If people go to your website, columbusclassical.org, they will find references to Hillsdale College. And you've mentioned Hillsdale. This is a Hillsdale College curriculum school. So take people through what that means and what the affiliation is between Columbus Classical Academy when it starts in the fall of 2023 for kids in kindergarten through the eighth grade, what the affiliation is between Columbus Classical Academy and Hillsdale College.
So Hillsdale College has, I think for a little over a decade now, I think I mentioned at the beginning, has had a program in their K-12 office. Hillsdale has been very intentional about what you mentioned at the beginning, is addressing the deficiencies in modern schooling, and in particular in developing through their really extraordinary faculty an incredible curriculum from kindergarten all the way up through 12th grade, and it is full and it is robust and it is rigorous. And groups of individuals, citizens, parents that want to start a school can reach out to Hillsdale College and apply to utilize their curriculum. And depending on the specifics and nature of the relationship with Hillsdale College and the arrangement that's made, various levels of support are offered. As a curriculum school, we will receive the best practices for classical school boards. We receive the entirety of the curriculum in full. And Hillsdale also helps point us to teacher training resources and things like that that we can use to better equip our teachers and staff to deliver this extraordinary curriculum to the students. And ultimately, the primary benefit, though, is the extraordinary knowledge that is built into the curriculum itself.
Dan Gibson is our guest. He is the headmaster at Columbus Classical Academy. It is a school starting in the fall of 2023 for students in kindergarten through the eighth grade. They will expand by a year every year. So if your child attends Columbus Classical Academy in the fall, they will have a graduating class, you know, by the time they reach there. So if you're in the eighth grade, there'll be a ninth grade class in 2024 and so on. And it will be a physical location that has not been nailed down yet. And when you talk about Hillsdale and this curriculum, Dan, I just want to assure people that this will be a classroom instruction school. This is not an online school. This is not something that kids attend via Zoom. This is not something where they gather in a room and watch videos. You will have teachers. This will be a school, a physical school with teachers who will be teaching kids a classical education in those things that you talked about, such as wisdom, virtue, truth, goodness, and beauty.
That's absolutely right, and we hope to have more detailed information on location in the relative near future. We're making great progress in that respect, but obviously don't want to make any announcements prematurely. So folks who are interested can always go to our website, sign up to join our email list, and you'll receive the most up-to-date information on where we are.
For parents who are interested in this, Dan, and their curiosity is piqued, I think they would want to know, well, how was an education at Columbus Classical Academy going to be different than what my student can get in a big suburban district, an affluent suburban district, a Dublin, an Upper Arlington, a Worthington, an Olentangy? What will be different about a Columbus Classical education compared to the education that they're getting now?
I mentioned at the outset that the philosophy of a classical education is significantly different than that of modern schooling. And that's where the source of a lot of the differences come from. So most modern schooling, for example, takes truth, goodness, and beauty, whether they acknowledge it explicitly or not, are much more in the sort of modern and progressive vein that these things are matters of taste and preference, and that students and mankind are naturally, generally good and virtuous and simply need to be fostered to grow into what they naturally are. And so in the modern classroom, you see things like a lot of student choice rather than a fixed and set curriculum, which operates on the premise that students should simply be encouraged to pursue their own interests rather than taught anything in particular that is knowledge that they should know. There is a real reverence for technology in the modern classroom because it represents progress. But at the same time, then there is a lack of reference to the ancient wisdom that has come before us and the timeless classics. And so some of the primary distinctions that you see are of course, going to be traditional teaching methods and that sort of thing. But it's also going to be in the orientation toward knowledge itself and what is being delivered. The other component that's really significantly different about a classical curriculum is even to the extent modern schools teach some of these things. Look, every classroom is going to have a math component to it in the elementary grades, and they're going to teach science. But what's different is that a classical curriculum is systematic and sequential and integrated in a way that modern schooling has moved away from. So, for example, in a second grade science unit, a kid may study simple machines and the principle of friction. But then they will also study Elijah McCoy, who was the inventor of the automatic lubricator of the steam engine. And they'll study how his invention emerged at a time and place in history with significant implications for commerce and travel. Or for another example, they'll read Euclid's Elements in ninth grade geometry. And that's a mathematical treatise, one of the greats of history. But they'll also learn that Abraham Lincoln, other than the Bible, read Euclid's Elements more than any other book when he was preparing to persuade and argue the case for the ending of chattel slavery in America. And this all stems from the classical schooling's recognition that the body of human knowledge, even though we break it out into discrete disciplines for purpose of digesting information and learning, is part of a coherent whole and is a part of the whole created order of the world. And you lose that in a lot of the fragmentation in which students learn today.
Dan Gibson, the headmaster of Columbus Classical Academy, is our guest. Columbus Classical Academy will be holding its first classes in the fall of 2023 for children in kindergarten through the eighth grade. They will be expanding by a year every year. This is a great addition to the educational options that you have as a parent in Central Ohio, and I'd highly encourage you to go to their website, columbusclassical.org. So, Dan, I'm guessing that kids are going to get a lot more Shakespeare, Aristotle, and Plato than they're going to get Howard Zinn, Ibram Kendi, and Robin DiAngelo. And so a fair accounting of American history would certainly be part of a Columbus classical education.
That's right. But I would add to that that we are not afraid of contrary ideas. I mean, part of the Western canon is a whole bunch of thinkers and philosophers who have disagreed with one another. But you're right that the emphasis in a classical education is going to be those works that have withstood the test of time, have continued to speak to the essence of the human condition and posed the great questions of humanity in an excellent way. And so there is a reverence for those things, not because they are old, but because they are timeless. And students will be introduced from a historical standpoint to the triumphs and the tragedies of their nation and of the world and of their own communities. The example I like to give is during COVID, I worked with my daughter some just to supplement what she was doing, and we worked through some of the history materials that are frequently used in the Hillsdale curriculum at the elementary grades. And we went through the War of 1812, and she learned about Andrew Jackson and how he was a general and a war hero. And then a couple units later, we get to his presidency in the 1830s, and we learn about the Trail of Tears and the displacement of Native Americans. And she, you know, paused and said, "Well, isn't that the same guy?" And I thought he was a hero. And it was a wonderful illustration of how when you teach real, true history, the narrative, the good and the bad, but the truth of it, that students grasp the dimensions of humanity, the potential for tragic choices and heroic choices, and the fact that human beings are not flat and uniformly villains or heroes, that they are dynamic individuals who are made up of the choices that they make over the course of their lives, and that our nation is made up by the choices it makes over the course of history. And that lesson cannot be taught from a singular perspective or narrative that has a particular political purpose. We need to equip students with the knowledge of the history of their nation so that they can make judgments and make good judgments and wise judgments as citizens when they are adults who are participating in the self-government of their own country.
We're chatting with Dan Gibson. He is the headmaster of Columbus Classical Academy, which will hold its first classes in the fall of 2023. Go online, columbusclassical.org, to find out more. And I highly encourage you to watch the video on the site, particularly the comments of parents talking about their children who have had a classical education at the Hillsdale College School that will parallel in instruction what will be going on at Columbus Classical Academy when it begins in the fall of 2023. And for parents, Dan, who say that, well, I don't know, my kid's a second grader, I don't know that she can grasp Shakespeare or this, that, and the other, all this teaching will be age appropriate. And the other thing is that you're building towards something, but it's not like some student can't begin a classical education in the fifth grade and will be so hopelessly behind because they haven't been instructed in these kinds of topics and with this kind of instruction in grades 1 through 4.
That's right. There will be obviously some transition period for students. I mean, one of the components of the classical education is the teaching of Latin, and that typically begins in the sixth grade. Obviously, the eighth graders that come in will simply begin with beginning Latin so that they get the benefit of it. It won't, you know, you can't enter certain types of, you know, educational disciplines in midstream without having the foundations. But despite the fact that the ideal circumstance is to learn it from, you know, kindergarten forward, classical education and the material and the content will be not only age appropriate, but sort of ability appropriate as the school is getting underway. A project like a classical school and the founding of a classical school like this is a project that must by necessity have a long view. A long view in terms of its community and national impact, but even in particular, it's a long view with respect to its students. This is not a magic bullet. It does not suddenly, the moment your child walks into a classroom, transform them into an amazing human being. It is a long course of developing the habits of virtue and acquiring the robust body of knowledge that will equip them to be a citizen. And wherever that process starts, whether it's in kindergarten or in the seventh or eighth grade, child who engages with this material and is in a context and a culture of the school that we are developing will benefit from it wherever they begin.
Dan, I'm sure the last thing that parents want to, well, it's not the last thing they want to know, it's probably the first thing they want to know in a private school is tuition, and that is a fluid situation right now. But speak to what your goals are with tuition and when you might be able to give parents a clearer picture of what the tuition to Columbus Classical Academy will be.
Yeah, so to answer your last question first, the final tuition numbers will be released before anyone has any obligation to make any kind of an enrollment deposit. You obviously know exactly what that will be. Our objective is to make it affordable to every family to the extent possible. But we've also committed to not taking direct government funding. Because we won't be taking direct government funding, even that a lot of other private schools accept, there is some element that parents will be paying for that independence, the curricular independence, the integrity of the mission that comes with being fully independent from the state. From a range, we don't expect to be at the high end of where some of the, what you would call the elite private schools in the area are, which is, you know, around $30,000. But in the lower ranges below that, it will depend in part on donor generosity. It will depend in part on our enrollment numbers. The more people who join this community and take a step of faith in joining us in this project from day one, the more of them that there are, the better we can bring tuition down to a more affordable place, because we can cover our expenses more easily.
And the final thing that I have for you, Dan, we're talking with Dan Gibson, the headmaster at Columbus Classical Academy. It begins in the fall of 2023. Find out more at columbusclassical.org. It's quite possible there are teachers, retired teachers maybe even, or administrators who are in, shall we say, precarious situations where they are, uncomfortable situations where they are. Are you fully staffed? Are you looking for people? What kind of people are you looking for?
We are not fully staffed. That hiring process typically begins closer to the end of the calendar year and the beginning of the new calendar year, as teachers are looking at, you know, whether they'll continue in their current schools. Obviously, retired teachers, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because some of the experiences in these classical schools have been that as they've been founded in other parts around the country and even within Ohio, people come out of retirement simply to participate in and be a mentor as a teacher in these schools in their founding years, because they believe so strongly in what we're doing. There are teachers in a lot of schools around the area who may be interested in this. And I would be remiss if I didn't take the opportunity to say that obviously when you start a school like this, you're making some comment that something like this doesn't exist and that it's good. And so it's an implicit criticism, if you will, of the current state of affairs. But it is a criticism primarily of a philosophy and approach to education, not of the people. There are an enormous number of extraordinary teachers and administrators out there who genuinely desire to see our children thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And this school, we believe, gets the philosophy and the curriculum and the culture right. And we would invite any of those individuals who share our vision to reach out to us, to let us know that you're there, because that's the kind of individual that we are going to be seeking to fill our roles as teachers and staff members and administrators.
Dan, it's super exciting to hear these details and to contemplate the vision. And even for me, the most exciting part of it is the kind of education these kids are going to get. And the answer to prayer that I believe Columbus Classical Academy is for a lot of parents in Central Ohio who have hoped they could find a place like this. So I could not be more supportive of what you are now a part of. And in any way that I can help you, please let me know and get the word out. The website is columbusclassical.org, columbusclassical.org. Anything as we say goodbye, Dan, that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I would just, first of all, say thank you to you, Bruce, and your kindness and generosity with your time and support for the school. But I'd also say to folks to please just look at it for yourself and examine what the philosophy and content of a classical school really is. Please look at our website and think about, pray about whether or not it's the place for your children, because there are a lot of folks who this is something new, even though it's something 2,000 years old. And I would encourage people to look at it closely and see for yourself what it really has to offer.
Thank you, Dan. All the best.
Thank you, Bruce.